At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show, broadcast daily from sunny Southern California. Welcome in. So by now you've heard the Twitter backlash stuff, right? With Saban and Jimbo Fisher. Right? That was some great sound bites yesterday. And then, of course, you know, part of it was calling out Jackson State because they landed a kid, Hunter's his last name. He was going to Florida State, committed for over a year. Right before signing day, changed his mind and flipped and went to Jackson State. It had been reported by some that it was a 7-figure deal. Both Deion Sanders said, I don't even make $1 million. But what's funny is Deion came out critical of NIL deals by himself, right? Didn't he? Like, this is what's crazy about it is, Deion came out against these NIL deals. And he came out in the, I thought, the smartest way possible, which is like he didn't like the idea of paying kids before they've played a down. Doesn't. And he admitted part of it is, hey, we're at Jackson State. We don't have those resources. He went on today and said, I haven't talked to Coach Saban, but I'm sure he's tried to call. We need to talk publicly, not privately. What you said was public. That doesn't require a conversation. Let's talk publicly and let everybody hear the conversation. This is what Sanders said yesterday. Or, yes, yesterday. You can't do that publicly and call privately. No, no, no. I still love him. I admire him. I respect him. He's magna cum laude of college football. That's what's going to be because he's earned that. But he took a left when he should have stayed right. I'm sure he'll get back on course. I ain't tripping. He went on. Coach Saban wasn't talking to Jimbo Fisher. He was talking to his boosters. He was talking to his alumni. He was talking to the givers. He was trying to get money. That's what he was doing. He was using us to get where he was trying to get to. I agree with it. I agree with it. Byer, if I were going to ask you, a huge college football fan plus a weekend host here on Fox Sports Radio, if I was going to ask you who came out the better from it, who do you think came out the better from it?
Nick Saban. Actually, I'd say Dion, maybe number one, then Nick Saban, then Jimbo Fisher.
What about you, Jay Stu?
Yeah, I agree that Dion came out best. I think he had the best rap, and he comes out looking pretty good. And I, you know what Dion did, which I think is what Saban and Fisher are afraid of, is Dion is like, don't come looking into my house. Don't just steer clear. Notice he didn't address that those accusations. He just said, I'm going to steer clear of this. And now Saban and Fisher, there's going to be more noses in their business.
I think there's more noses in Saban's business because of what Fisher said, not what Saban said, right? Nothing that Saban said hadn't been at least reported on the internet. Maybe not in a newspaper, maybe not factually completely accurate, but all of it had been, he wasn't sharing any new information. Like Jimbo Fisher saying he's acting like he was, you know, or all of them talking like he's sharing something publicly, which is private, is silly. All of this has been discussed in college sports, in college football. But I agree with you, right? When you start sharing, what's it called when you hold on to something you can't share it? God, what is that called? Embargoed. There you go. Embargoed stories. Now it gets a little dicey. I think that's what he. But I think. You know, I think Dion gets it, sees through it, knows it, understands it. But I also think that, like, if we think that Dion is one of these pay players guys, go back and look at his own comments about it. Dion's actually a lot more old school than one would think, and he's a guy that's seen ultimate wealth from his athletic traits and exploits when he was at Florida State, as well as when he was in the NFL. And then as an offshoot of this, Nick Wright was on First Things First earlier today. And I tweeted about it. I thought this was I'll give you my thoughts on the take. Here's Nick Wright earlier today.
We are a country that hates regulation and loves free markets. Even if it'll be the death of all of us, that's what the road we've decided to go down. And it is not lost on me that the only place, and I'm not talking about you at all here, Wilds, but the general sporting public wants extra regulations and extra rules is keeping their thumb on men's college football and basketball players. Because there is an undeniable, and always has been, incredibly uncomfortable racial context of the guys, it is young Black men, mostly black men from mostly really tough circumstances, generating billions of dollars. And who's getting, who's sharing in that? An overwhelmingly white administration, an overwhelmingly white coaching staff, and overwhelmingly white non-rev sports. How do we pay for the tennis team and the golf team? Men's football and basketball. What do they get? A scholarship. What do they get? A scholarship. Be happy. We pulled you out the hood. Maybe you'll have a better life if somehow, if you make the league or do something with your education. But what about right now when I'm generating all this money? What about right now when I could pull my mom and my brother out of the hood as well? Nah, well, you're going to have to wait on me. This would never, we would have never gotten to this place where you have multi-billion dollar television contracts and the people generating the value are paid in education and room and board if it wasn't poor black kids at the forefront of being taken advantage of. And now finally, it's like, okay, you can profit off your name, image, and likeness. And as is always the case, people find workarounds to feed them money. Good. I hope it happens more. It's always been a fraud. The whole thing's always been, ever since we started televising, gambling on, and paying college sports like they're pro sports, and paying the coaches and the administrators like they're pros, we have been walking down this path. We've all profited in it, myself included. I talk about sports for a living, so my hands aren't clean in this. But I'm glad it is finally being the light of day is being pulled off. It's being shown under the light of day. It's damn too late.
Okay, so here's not every point he made is a bad one. It's just the big point and the big logic behind it is so factually inaccurate, it's offensive, right? Like, the reason that those other Olympic sports exist, okay, is one, it's the equal opportunity of Title IX. I mean, look, if it was actually up to administrators and coaches, those sports wouldn't exist. They would have 120 scholarships for college football. But again, you don't actually know what you're, here's the problem. No, you don't actually know what you're talking about. He's making what appears to be a great point because there are things that are accurate within the point. But the reasoning behind it is so out of place, it's comically false. Okay, comically false. All right, look, the issues behind the NCAA, the biggest one is this, okay? In Congress, right? In the House, how many representatives does the state of California have? You guys know? Anybody?
In the 30s? Is that right?
What do you think there, Byer?
I would say 50.
Okay. Ramos?
This is in the California House of Representatives? That what you
no,
said?
No. Now, how many, what's the breakdown?
Okay.
Breakdown of states' number of representatives in the House.
Oh, gee. I'd say maybe 100.
Okay.
Is that too high?
No.
I hear laughing from Dad, so I think that may be really high.
Okay. So California has California has 53.
There we go.
Okay. Florida has 27. Idaho has 2. Iowa 4. Kansas 4. Montana 1. New York 27. Remember, California has 53. New York 27. Texas 36. Okay. So in government. Okay, United States government in the House of Representatives, not the Senate. The Senate, everybody gets 2, right? That's what the NCAA is basically built like. It's more built like the Senate than the House of Representatives. Okay, so you have programs like Ohio State and Texas that they just print money. They make so much money. But in the same discussion and the same voting rights are given to all of the member institutions at the Division I level. So, and like you could say, okay, well, it has to be football. Okay. But football at the University of Connecticut or football at Wake Forest and football, and those are Division I program. Obviously, Connecticut has fallen on hard times. But those programs, or even, I mean, pick a school at San Diego State, or these are in the Mountain West or Nevada. They have the same voting rights as Ohio State and Texas, and their budgets are completely different. Those schools get somewhere in the $30 to $50 million per year for their TV rights, let alone all the other place they make money. Right? Whereas most of the rest of the programs, there's 128 Division I programs, and of course there's in football, there's 350 plus 360 in Division I basketball. A lot of those are operating on shoestring budgets. So limiting the number of scholarships, one part of it is you have to satisfy Title IX. Right? The reason, if they could, they would grant more opportunities to, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or whatever, they don't care, more football players. If they could, they can't because Title IX determines that whatever number you have for male athletes, you have to have for female athletes. And there's no football, so you have to create other sports. Right? I don't know how many people know this. How many scholarships for men's basketball? You guys want to guess? Take a guess.
9?
13. How many for women? What would make sense would be 13, right?
Yep.
15. Okay. Why? Because they're trying to balance for football. Yeah, they're trying to you can't have the reason that Nebraska changed greatly was Nebraska used to have this storied walk-on program where you'd go there, you'd walk on. There are probably a lot of steroids. That's all the stories, right? And these dudes would lift and get bigger and change their bodies. And by year 4 and year 5, walk-ons would be starters. That's where some of their linemen came from. In-state dudes that weren't good enough come and they just give themselves the program and in-state tuition. You can't have those numbers of walk-ons. You know why? Because they're considered student athletes and you have to have an equal number, equal opportunities under the law for Title IX. Nick Wright never mentioned it, never brought it up. Do you know why? Because this is what people do. They completely dissolve themselves of the possibility of the truth being elsewhere and they just fall back on, gotta be racism. Like, are you kidding me? The whole system is set up to help people in lower socioeconomic needs. It is. It's not to keep people down. Right? The fear, by the way, of paying student athletes, do you know why? It has nothing to do with, we don't want to play black kids. That had nothing to do with it. They don't want to get taxed. It's this big tax shelter, both the donations and and how it operates, because they know the second you start taxing all these benefits, do you know what happens? There's less scholarships available to those same kids from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. None of it brought up. None of it. And I'm disgusted by it, because eliminating the possibility of other truths just because you want to fall back on white people got to be racist. Like, what are we doing? What do we do? Have you been around college athletics? Look, I'm like anybody. I look around, the number of head coaches, Division I men's football, it's not a diverse enough pool. It's just not. And there are other factors with it. But part of the factors with it, okay, part of it is, okay, there has to be a continuing push towards people getting their degree. The importance of getting into college, harder than ever, and paying for college, more expensive than ever, but then getting that degree. And no one ever talks about it. But in order to coach in college, you know what you got to do? Got to get a degree. And usually to be a head coach, they want you to get a master's degree. And oh yeah, by the way, all this talk of the NCAA doing awful things and using kids, like, it's a bunch of crap. There's all kinds of programs. I could go back right now. I have a bachelor's degree, get my master's, and I could go and be on the staff at Oklahoma State, be on scholarship, and be on the floor coaching. Even if they don't want me, I could still be there. Do you know why? Because that program is available to all student athletes across the board. Nobody ever mentions it. But they're trying to limit. They're not trying to limit anybody. They're trying to manage this gigantic pool of people. They're trying to manage it with the tax laws and trying to keep the government out. They're trying to manage it with the states giving less and less money to athletic departments. Never brought up. They're trying to manage it with Title IX, which has always been a juggling act, right? If we do Title IX, if we do name, image, and likeness, and all of a sudden the football players get paid, at what point in time are the female athletes going to be like, yo, look, this is just not right. This is just not fair. Even if it doesn't make any fiscal sense, and you'd say, hey, well, the football players, they have value. The basketball players, they have value. The women's basketball players don't. I agree with you. Did you pay attention to what just happened to the women's national team? They're getting equal pay, even though they don't bring in a quarter of what the men's national team brings in. And I have nothing; it has nothing to do with the level of success. None. So my frustration is over the fact that, like, the default should not be racism. The default should be, hey, let's try and really have a deep dive into all of these different factors at play. And if racism appears to be one of the factors, it can be discussed. But I believe he said he didn't offer it up as a possibility. He said it's an absolute fact. Everybody knows it. It's been there forever, and not willing to accept it honestly makes you a racist. That's what it feels like. Am I misinterpreting Jason Stewart? You're a pretty balanced guy, Buyer. You guys are balanced guys. Am I misinterpreting any of this?
You know so much more about this than I do, Doug. I think that the points that you are making are all true in how college has bent over backwards to help the underprivileged and socioeconomic challenges and all that stuff. So, But yeah, I think the whole thing is, the easy thing to say is that the entire system is racist. That's the easy thing to say, and it gets a lot of likes on Twitter. It's such a nuanced argument, this whole thing. So
that actually would have been a smarter way to put it, which is it's just the easy way is it's racist, whereas everything is nuanced. Everything is nuanced, you know? Look, I'm not going to sit here and deny that race hasn't played a factor in some of the hires that have been made, that sexual orientation has been a factor, you know? In women's athletics, there are sports where, you know, in parts of the country, can we hire a coach who has a different sexual orientation? How does that look with our boosters? That's absolutely a part of a discussion. And smart people push through and understand that, like, look, it doesn't really, if you have a good coach, it doesn't really matter what their background is. If they, everybody eventually come aboard. And the people that don't come on board, for a black coach, for an Asian coach, for a coach who's gay, like, those people, you didn't want them on your boat anyway, right? You don't have to throw them overboard. They can jump off on their own. Especially if you believe in the coach, support the coach, they'll do a good enough job. They'll bring in good enough people. That's a reasonable way to. So I'm not sitting here and saying it's never been. But the idea that the entire system is based upon this idea that black people make money for white people, white people steal it from black people. We're not even getting into the actual. Here's the one I can nail Nick right to the cross. Really simply. You guys ready? Okay, I'm going to divulge way too many personal details that I shouldn't, but I will anyway, because this nails him to the cross. Here we go. So Nick Wright went to Syracuse. He's a really talented broadcaster. I like him. I think he used to do a local show in Houston. I think he's really good in audio. I think he's good in his TV show. When he first got into broadcasting, I would guess he was on an hourly rate. My guess would be, and I don't know this for a fact, that his first couple years, he probably made somewhere in the $20,000 to $30,000 a year variety. Is that a fair way of a buyer? Like, I don't know the local market, but in local markets, getting out of college, right? That's a fair way.
Yes.
Okay? I took exactly zero broadcasting classes at Oklahoma State University. Not one. I went into the journalism broadcasting building, but only because there's a marketing course in there. I was a marketing major. Okay. I played basketball at Oklahoma State. I played basketball overseas. My first job that I had at WWLS in Oklahoma City, okay, the base was $65,000 a year. Plus, I was guaranteed to make $80,000 a year in endorsements, in live, not just live reads, but appearances, et cetera, which is in local radio for your first job, and I was a co-host of a show, is a gargantuan sum of money. Was I better than Nick Wright? No, probably not. He'd done it a ton in college. He's grown up this whole way of his life. Was I better trained than Nick Wright? Nope, absolutely not. So why would I make so much more money in, I don't remember if he was in Kansas City, his home market, his first market. Why would that be? Because I played basketball at Oklahoma State and my name, image, and likeness allowed me to be two or three steps ahead. Like, look, I'm not an idiot. I know the only reason that I got offered a job a year later, I was doing games at ESPN at the same time. The only reason that I got offered a job at ESPN was because I had played college basketball. I had a name there. And then I remember sitting around my house, okay, and I had, he wasn't my co-host, he was a co-host, the show that I did, it was called Game Night. It was four nights a week. There was another show called Game Night also, three nights a week. One of the co-hosts of that show came over to my house for dinner one night. Him and his wife came over. Me and my wife, we cooked them dinner, right? He stepped into my house and he's like, how much did you make playing basketball? I was like, not very much. I only played a couple years now. But the point, and we had the same agent. We were at completely different scales. He did one less day per week, but he also did ESPN News. He was an anchor. We were in completely different tax brackets. Why? Well, because I play basketball. Okay. So I understand how it benefits you. It's always benefited you post collegiate career. I'm respectful of that. I'm reasonable of that. I understand all of that. It gives you a step ahead in anything you do. And dismissing that, as well as how much it costs to get in, how hard it is to get into school, to stay in school, how much it costs for all the tutors, all the other stuff, plus the opportunities given to you in your sport that grow your name. Like, it's just offensive to me. But none of that is because of racism. That should be the last possible explanation, and it should be glaring you in the face, but somehow it's become the default. Somehow it's become the default. Stug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/awards. Limitations apply. Ryan Hollins joins me to preview Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time.
I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. My favorite thing is I stated that scholarships for student-athletes have provided the second greatest number of scholarships in the history of the United States outside of the GI Bill. So I get like Twitter guy to go like, dude, the GI Bill was racist. And, like, I didn't talk about the GI Bill. I don't care. I'm simply stating the number of people who obtained a college scholarship and a degree because of it. God, we have so, like, man. Is that what people do? They just sit at home and go like, ooh, I can talk about, I can label people racist today. I guess. I don't know. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Ryan Hollins joins us. Of course, he's the analyst for the Houston Rockets TV network. Played a long time in the NBA. Has worked for us at Fox. Has done TV work at ESPN as well. Kind enough to spend some time this year on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Is it just as simple as the Celtics had? Are you turning? Is that the turn signal I'm hearing, Ryan?
It is the turn signal right here, and I guess the Celtics turned the corner. But Doug, I saw it coming, brother. I didn't know it was going to be a boat racing. I saw it coming. When I watched that game one, Doug, and I want to know if you agree with this. Boston turned the ball over, and they got out toughed, and their two toughest players did not play. So when those two get inserted back, I had a lot of faith in what was going on. They took care of business in the first half. They couldn't finish it out. And like I said, Doug, you know, when you're in the locker room and coach says, well, we turned the ball over, guys. That's a big thing. And you watch that film, and I'm sure Ime Udoka and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, all those guys are like, man, we feel really confident coming into this next game. And my big concern, and I've said this, Doug, you probably heard me, You got all kind of stuff going on, or maybe you didn't hear me, but I just said, I don't trust the Heat when it comes to scoring the basketball. I don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to show up. I just didn't trust it, and that's what you really saw in game two, and I think it'll be the same moving forward in the series because Boston really has the advantage now.
I would agree. Here's the kind of layman's way I would break it down, that in order for the Celtics don't have to change the core of their lineup when they want scoring on the floor. For the Heat, they have to figure out, like, okay,
yes,
we put in Tyler Hero or we put in Max Strus. You know, we need that shooting scoring. They have to change the core of what they do defensively to be better offensively, as they have a really good defensive team. And Jimmy Butler is a tremendous all-around player, but not a pure scorer. That's the difference in these two teams.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And Boston, in my mind, they've turned the corner when they defend. You know, I think we got all overexcited when Kyrie was on the bench and they pushed LeBron to a game seven. He said, man, this is going to be the team of the future. They're going to be NBA champs with Kyrie Irving. And they forgot to defend. Doug, you know, this defense travels. I'm going to keep preaching that. Defense travels. Versatility wins in today's NBA. And when you don't have it, you're going to struggle. And two-way players come at a premium. Marcus Smart may not be the sexiest player, but he can hit an open shot. He can defend. He's your emotional leader. So when he wasn't on the floor, it was a big thing. They didn't get out pumped. They didn't get out rebounded. They didn't get out tough. They didn't give up turnovers. Another thing for the fans at home, I want you guys to look for this. Miami Heat, what they did is they really, in game one, they loaded up on the nail. Now, the nail is right in the center of the court. So whenever Jason Tatum had the ball, they dared somebody else to beat them from the outside. They dared somebody to beat them. And what happened was, it wasn't just a lack of turnovers. It was, hey, man, we're going to hit our open shots because you're going to say Jason Tatum won't beat us because he can beat you. And the supporting cast stepped up and made shots. And Miami just couldn't score enough. But that nail help is something we're going to look at and see how tight are they going to be guarding the shooters of the Celtics also.
Yeah, it's almost like a college type of defense, right? Loading to the basketball.
Yes.
when they get to, or that's how they play a little bit more. All right, let's look at tonight. Again, if we look at it just through the lens of game one, it doesn't appear to be terribly competitive as the Warriors, you know, Steph and Klay didn't make shots in the first half. They were still up 9. Then they make shots in the second half, and it's a blowout. But you know, things change. Adjustments are made. What does Dallas do tonight to combat the way they were guarding Luka and the way they slowed the rest of the team?
I think you got to get early contributions from Brunson and Dinwiddie. I think those guys are going to be huge. They're going to have to defend. I'm not in love with the Warriors like I was in the past, Doug. I can't I want to get that feeling of excitement. I don't love the Warriors the way that I did because I don't think they can score at a rate that they used to. It's not the same Klay. I think they're deep. I think they play hard, but just offensively, the Warriors have to beat you with defense now. And I don't feel as confident. Now, I think they should take care of game two. That's the reality. You know, guard your home. But if Dallas can defend, they've done their job. And we saw this even with Memphis. Golden State's gotten fat and happy. You know, they're a little older. It's a little tougher to bounce back from these games. So I would not be surprised if Dallas won it, but I think Golden State should take care of business, Doug. Forgive me for my soft hedge right there.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so do you think, at end of the day, can Miami be competitive in the series?
Yeah. This is not a team that's going to roll over. If you think about game one, I mean, there were bodies flying through. This looked like 90s basketball. This looked like Doug Gottlieb in practice picking up full court and getting mixing it up with guys. Okay, that first game was physical, and I expect things to go to another level. In all reality, you know, Miami is streaky. You know, Tyler Hero, there's a reason he's a sixth man. He can get going and he can fill it up, and we know that Jimmy Butler can play to put on the Superman cape and be a superstar on any given night. So I don't think the series is just done. I know Colin said he thinks they don't win another game, but I think there's a shot they can. And toughness is always a good thing, but I just question their scoring, and the inconsistency really bothers me. And I think I've always said it, man, Boston is deep. When they defend, they're deep. You got Al Horford playing like he's 26 years old, man.
Here's a question to you. Same question with the Warriors and the Mavericks. Do you think the Mavericks can make this a competitive series?
They will. I think they win this series, Doug. I think they're the better team. I think they have to get confident. I think obviously, man, the Warriors are different at home, but I think at the end of the day, they win this series. But they're going to have to do it with defense, and the supporting cast is going to have to step up. And, you know, that may be Luka figuring out when he needs to jump in and take advantage and when not.
Ryan, great stuff, man. Can't wait to see these games and see if your analysis holds true. I agree with a good portion of it, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, appreciate it, brother.
All right, we'll get to some of our picks. Upcoming, including the gambler, which is, you know, any pick that anybody on the show wants to make, any bet they want to make for this weekend. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right. Who do you want to bet on this weekend? We'll tell you next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Okay, I like to do this every Friday. It's, you look at lines, you get online, you look at Bet Rivers Sportsbook, and you try and figure out, hey, man, I would really love to bet on that. And then your buddy's like, why? Why would you possibly bet on that? And you go, well, here's why. That's how we get to the gambler. The premise is it can be any sport, anywhere, anything you want, right? I'll start. Tonight, the Warriors take on the Mavericks. That last game was a blowout. The line, which last time was 2, is now 6 for the Golden State Warriors. My guess is that the Mavericks keep this thing closer. It's a competitive game. What I really like is the over-under being at 214.5. Now, remember, last game, it was 112-87, but both teams kind of waved the white flag midway through the third quarter, let alone fourth quarter. So with that in mind, Mavericks stay in this one to the end, and I'm guessing that the winner has somewhere in the 120s and the loser somewhere in the teens. That would put it well over 214.5. Give me the over. Wind hold. Jay Stu, what do you got?
You know what? I've got one that is a must bet. If you got a lot of money, extra money, you should put it all on this. Are you guys ready for it?
Yeah.
So tomorrow night, right, the Celtics are a -6.5. Now, if you can get it at -6, even better, right? One thing that most of you don't know, that only I and a couple other people know, is that Boston has covered 6 out of their last 8 games, okay? And Bayern knows this. Celtics were getting 5 points in Game 7 against Milwaukee at home. What'd they do? They won by 20. That's 4 times the spread, Bayer. So take the Celtics tomorrow night in Game 3.
Were they getting or giving? They were a 5-point favorite, right?
Yes, yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's giving.
Yeah, it's giving. That's giving.
What do you got there, Bayer?
You guys hit basketball, so I'll step out. We'll go for some long shots. Saturday at the Preakness, out of the number 4 spot, Secret Oath is your Preakness winner.
Ooh.
Will Zalatoris has gotten it to 7 under par at the PGA Championship. I think you're going to have to be within 4 strokes of the lead after today to have a shot. So look for someone who's been in pretty good form this year, won a big tournament a couple of months back. Cam Smith, the Australian, grabs his first major coming from behind with a blistering weekend at Southern Hills.
Ramos?
Doug, I like 2 underdogs in the MLB. My first is the Orioles. They're at home tonight versus the Rays. Look, the Orioles are last in the American League East. They are 13 games out of first place. They are 10-0. They haven't won in 10 consecutive meetings against the Rays. But, you know, on a roulette table, black is bound to land once if red lands 10 times. So I'm going to go with the Rays to lose tonight to the Orioles at home. Take the Orioles. My other one will be the Reds. They're not any better, Doug. They only have 11 wins. Take the Reds in Toronto. Their second best pitcher is pitching tonight, Luis Castillo. I like him. So take the underdog.
All right. I got a little baseball for you. The A's are taking on the Angels tonight. Chase Silseth gets his second start. His first start was 6 innings, no earned runs allowed against the A's. Right, so that would lead you to think, well, take the Angels. No, wait a second. One of the best pitchers to start the season is Paul Blackburn. Okay, Paul Blackburn. You're like, Paul Blackburn? Yeah. He started 4 games. Okay, he struck out 29 batters in 37 and 2/3 innings. He's 4-0 with a 1.67 ERA. I like the underdog A's to beat the slumping Angels at the Big A tonight. And ask me off to sleep. Ready? And when he buried in the darkness. You guys on this? The gambler, he broke even. Everybody, in his final words, I found an ace that I... Everybody...
He's got no when to hold him, no when to fold him, no when to walk away, no when to run.
You never count your money. When you're sitting down at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
When the dealing's done.
There you go, a little gambler for you. Anyway, all right, so We put the name, image, and likeness to bed. We talked about that. I gave you my picks on tonight's game. Byer, give me the update of the PGA Championship.
Will Zalatoris leads at 7 under par. Justin Thomas is 1 shot back, done for the day at 6 under. Rory is within 3. He's at -4. But Tiger Watch is right now on the other side of the cut line. Tiger Woods is at +5. Actually just made a big par putt to stay at +5. Projected cut is at +4. There could be a chance it actually could move back to +3. But right now it looks like it's +4. So Tiger Woods is going to have to birdie a hole coming in if he's going to play the weekend.
Do you think he plays the weekend?
I really hope so, but I don't. It's a lot to ask. It is a lot to ask. Right now, he's got a par 5 coming up, and then they'll have to par in. So this next
isn't it crazy how he used to dominate par 5s. Now it's just such a different world for him now. But I'm with you. Like rooting for him and the competitive greatness in him. I think he'll play this weekend. I think like that nugget being that. That carrot being out there for the donkey is going to get him to be pulling that wagon across the finish line. All right, have a great weekend. Enjoy the races. Enjoy our baseball picks. We didn't get to the hockey, but we will on Monday. And I think the Warriors go up 2-0 starting tonight. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show, only on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.